Hi, Michelle. How are you? What are you looking for today?
Just like the bar Cheers, everybody knows your name at Toronto's L'Atelier Grégorian, the last brick-and-mortar store in Canada that specializes in classical and jazz music, is set to close next month. Loyal customers like George Stevens, who've been coming here for years, have strong feelings about it.
I think this is a landmark in the city that it's too bad that, I'm going to say it, some greedy landlords have to keep charging more and more for rents.
And customer Michel Laure, a former U of T prof, comes here every week.
Because I'm retired now, this is one of the only places, if not the only place, I come to in Toronto. I will lose a lot because it's one of my rare pleasures.
Hear my voice through the din. Feel the way.
John Holland, music director at Blessed Trinity Church, also works at the store nestled in the heart of Yorkville.
Sadly, in Toronto, for a lot of independent stores, online is the way to go because the costs are so restrictive for owning and maintaining a business and, you know, through rent.
On this day, the store has a steady stream of shoppers roaming and chatting with employees.
A refuge from the outside world. And that's kind of something we pride ourselves on. People can come in, talk music, and just feel at home.
So after almost four decades, the physical store will close in mid-June, but online sales will continue.
Business is fine. It's just the cost of business in Toronto is very difficult.
I'm Christine Ross for the New Classical FM.